on page 46. And we'll see Mimer Aleph. The Midrash Tanhuma, it says in the Midrash, Ilamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us our Rabbi, our teacher, Adam Yisroel, a Jewish person, Mahu Sheyakabel Ola Mahu Shemayim Kishahu Mahala. Are you allowed to accept upon oneself the yoke of heaven while you're walking? Now what this question means halachically is, can you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, which is Kabbalah Shemayim Shemayim, that's what that pasuk is, accepting upon oneself the yoke of heaven. Can you say that and do that mitzvah while you're walking, or do you need to be still?
Let's cover there.
Pardon me?
Let's cover there.
Yeah, but does that apply to the whole Shema or just to part of the Shema? That's what this question is. Right. Now, just a little introduction here. In the Midrash Tanhuma itself, you have page 46. In the Midrash Tanhuma, you have this very interesting section that comes up very often. And all of a sudden, the Midrash will write, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. This is unique to the Midrash Tanhuma. Teach us, our Rabbi, the following halachic question. And out of the blue, the Midrash Tanhuma is asking a halachic question. And it's very difficult to often figure out what they're doing here.
Right.
And why this question, we're in Parshas Lech Lecha, right? And the Midrash Tanhuma says, are you allowed to say Shema while you're walking?
We're talking about
what's
going,
the connection? Pardon? Well, that's one Solid. Connection. That's right. And that is a connection here. And sometimes this connection between the Yilamdenu Rabbeinus and the Midrash Tanhuma are very hard to connect. This one is more direct, and Mark picked it up. Ukishamasko v'yohavta, when a person begins the Yohavta, Ratza Mahalit Ratza Omeid. So what the Midrash says there is that when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, and for us that would also include Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Nodel Amoed, when you say those two psukim, you have to be still. Right here. How you doing, right? Four lines down, page 46. When you say the first line, Shema Yisrael, you must be still. You can't be doing other things like that. Even though really, you, by the letter of the law, you could move around when you're doing a mitzvah, but Shema Yisrael requires complete concentration. When you makaba o mafu shemayim and say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, that requires complete concentration. And if you're moving around and you're walking, you can't necessarily have complete concentration. So therefore, in page 46 there, therefore the Midrash says, when you say the first line, be still, concentrate. After that point, when you get to the paragraph beginning, the Yohavta es Hashem Elokecha, you shall love Hashem your God, Ratza Mahalit, if you want to walk and say that, walk. Ratza Omid, if you want to stand while you say it, stand. So that's what the Midrash concludes. That actually is the halacha. But if you want to say Shema, and the time is passing, and you're outside, and you're walking maybe to Shul, one of these Shabbos mornings where it's a little bit early, although you should be at Shul much earlier than that anyway, than 9:14, right? But let's say you're on your way to Shul, and it's 12 after 9, so you got to say Shema. You say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you got to stand still. You got to stop, say that, and Baruch Shem Kavod Mechutzo L'Moed. Then for V'yohavta, if you want to, you can continue walking to Shul and say V'yohavta Shem Elokeinu. That actually is the halacha. That's the Midrash there. Mefarish HaChidushi HaRim, HaShaisus L'Parshuzu. The Rim, the first Rebbe of Gir, he explains the connection of this Midrash Yilamdenu, it's called the Yilamdenu, to our Parsha. Ki Kavanas HaMidrash Hu. The intent of the Midrash is, Ki Benithyonos Elu. In Abraham Avinu's tests that he underwent, Kibel Olav Abraham Avinu Mahu Shemayim. Abraham Avinu accepted upon himself the responsibility and the yoke of heaven in his test. That's the first one. Ubeisha Higia L'Nehanisayon Shalach Lecha. When he got to the test of Lech Lecha, leave your land, leave your birthplace, leave your father's house, go to a land which I will show you. When he got to that Nisayon, Kavar Higia La'avas Hashem, that Nisayon was about love of Hashem. Now, let me just explain something for a minute. There are different cheshbonos as to how the 10 tests of Avraham are calculated. According to some, the first test is when Avraham Avinu was thrown into the furnace of fire by Nimrod. That was his first test. And Lech Lecha is his second Nisayon. According to others, like the Rambam, the 10 tests begin with Lech Lecha. This is the first one. So like the Rambam, what do you do with the one about the Kivshon? That's the question. I'm not sure how to answer that. But like those who say that the 10 tests began with the Kivshon being thrown in the furnace, and that was the first, and Lech Lecha is the second, that's the opinion he's following. Ki kavar higia la'avas Hashem. At this point of Lech Lecha, he was already at Ahava. Ki nisayon ur kastim, the first test of ur kastim being thrown into the furnace there by Nimrod, hoya bibechina Shema Yisrael. That nisayon was about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is taka what Jewish people say, the last word, the last breath of life that they have. They say Shema Yisrael. Will he give up his life for God's name, or will he not? That was the first test. Is he prepared to be thrown in the furnace, Al Kiddush Hashem, or not? That test was about Shema Yisrael. Bruce?
Is that why in the beginning of Shema Yisrael, Rosh Hashem, you think that you would,
yes,
you would give your,
yes,
life up to serve Hashem?
Right, and that's one of the central kavanas, like the Rambam brings, when you say that pasuk, to think that I am willing to give up my life for Hashem.
And that goes back to Avraham Avinu? And that, he says, I mean, that it's linked.
I would make that connection, yes, I would. So that's what the first Nisayon is about. Shema Yisrael, giving up one's life for HaKadosh Baruch. And of course he passed. You're still Yotzei. As long as you concentrate on the literal meaning of the words, here with real Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem is one, that's the basic mitzvah. This is in addition to that, but it's considered foundational, but halachically, without it, you're still Yotzei.
So in the sense that every Jew has the same set of all 10, or just...
My feeling is that somehow all 10 tests apply to everybody. One would have to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that it applies to everybody in some way in their life. I have no raya for that, but that's just what I think. Lech Lecha is one that everybody relates to, because there's a time in life when you move forward, leave it behind, time to move ahead, you don't know where you're going, but go. Everybody has that.
Last night I was talking about the Rambam. I'm sure others have probably had this problem with that. It's fundamental that everything that happened to Avraham happened to all his children.
Right, to the Jewish people in history.
To the Jewish people in history.
Right.
Which I'm going to assume includes us.
Yeah, everybody.
So then what you said should be...
Should apply. Right. Right, that's my Savo Simulabana. Whatever happened to the Avos happens to the children.
Yeah,
very famous Ramban. Yeah, it is. It's a Yisod of Bereshis.
Right.
And the Ramban often, in his Perush on Bereshis, points out how so this happened to Avraham Avinu, and later on this happened to the Jewish people going down to the shrine because of the hunger. Right? Well, Yaakov Avinu did that too a little later on. So that's the first test. HaKabolas O Malchu Shemayim B'Mesiris Nefesh. Was Avraham Avinu prepared to accept the yoke of heaven, even to give his own life for it, which he did? V'lech Lecha Haya B'Bechinas V'Yahavta. Whereas the second test, Lech Lecha, that had to do with love of God, Ahavas Hashem, which is the next, he's going to say in a minute, which is the next paragraph of Shema. Right. Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, that's Omahu Shemayim. The Ahavta is love of God. This is the Seder of Kriya Shema. V'hadover me'unyan ma'ot. So he says now, commenting on what the Rim said. This is very interesting. Me'unyan means interesting. Ki echad ha'perushim shel v'yohavta. One of the explanations of the mitzvah of the Yohavta, you shall love Hashem, Isa b'sifri, is brought down in the Sifri, Ahavehu al habriyos, ka Avraham avifa, that it is our responsibility to enable and help others love God. That the mitzvah of the Yohavta means more than you shall love God, it means and help others love God as well. Why? Shayachnis avas Hashem ba'acherim, for a person to endeavor to bring love of Hashem into other people's lives. Ki v'yohavta hu po'el yotze. The word v'yohavta is a verb. Ki misha hu ohev echad be'emes rotze shagam acherim ye'ehavu. A person who loves somebody in truth, they would like other people to love that person as well. You love your wife, you love your parents, you would like other people to love them too. You want people to have a sense of esteem for that person. You love them, you want others to love them. You want them to be beloved. V'chein ba'avas Hashem gamkein. So too, im yesh lo'adam avas Hashem b'shleimus, if a person really has complete love of God, they really love God, hu mashpia gam al acherim avas Hashem, then they help to influence others, and they want to influence others to love Hashem as well. If a person loves God, we would like to see other people love Hashem as well. Now, we're not going to go out there, Chas v'Shalom, and have any holy wars, right? That's not our way. We don't destroy people for this concept like other people do. But we try, like Avraham Avinu, through love, to help other people reach that same madrigal. V'lochein kan, therefore here, shehigia Avraham kavar l'nisayon shalech lecha, that Avraham reached the second nisayon of lech lecha, which he says is about ahavas Hashem. It wasn't only about him going forth, but it was about him making known to others Hashem's name in the world, that there is one God, which Avraham and Sarah did par excellence. She'amru chazal, and the Chachamim said about this, Ad she'ata meir lefonai ba'as pamya. Well, here you are, Avraham Avinu, you are shining your lamp, your aspamya, your lantern, before me. Lech v'ho'ir lefonai b'chol olam kul. Go out and shine your lamp before me in the presence of the whole world. So the Midrash is saying here, the Chachamim are saying here, lech lecha wasn't just the nisayon of Abraham going forth, but it was his spreading love and recognition for Hashem Echad in the world. Shine your lamp in the world. Go out and do that. Shebahat sivui shel lech lecha, part of the command of lech lecha, ne'amar, it said, it contained, sheyifar seima chusla yisparach ba'olam, for Abraham to publicize God's malchus in the world, Kiyem habiyohavtos Hashem alokefa ahaveyu al habriyos. Abraham fulfilled in that nisayon, love Hashem. That means to say, help others love Hashem as well. So this, going back to the Midrash Tanhuma, are you allowed to be makab olmah hushamayim? When you're being makab olmah hushamayim, stand still. That's your nisayon. You got to go into the Kivshan Oesh. Go into Kivshan Oesh. It's you and God. However, v'ahavta, when it comes to v'ahavta, well, if you want, walk. If you want, stand. It depends on the situation. When you spread the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that depends on how you're trying to spread it, what your methodology is, what your technique is, how many people are there. So either walk or stand. It's up to you. Just make my name known and loved amongst the Briyot. Bruce? No?
I'm just thinking
that
we're making a sense of the commentary on
these messianos.
Right. I'm not sure, it's not in itself a commentary on the Shema, you know?
Right. I agree with you.
I'm just thinking.
Uh-huh. And I think that it is. It's teaching us a little bit about what the Kriya Shema is about on a daily basis.
Right, I never thought of that.
Well, I'm sorry, before you sit down, would you mind taking a look at that dictionary and look at the word itztalat, the dictionary right there by the Vishnais? The Jaster. Itztalat, up with an olive. Send the next mime, and I forgot the meaning of the word. Yes, Avery.
Aleph Sadik?
Aleph, either Aleph Sadik or Aleph Yud Sadik, and then Tess, Lam, and Aleph. Well, isn't that what we're trying to do?
That's
when
he did 7 days.
Right.
That
was his life.
That was his life.
Right.
And, you know, everybody else today,
I see it two ways. One is that I think that the whole movement of Kiruv, of outreach, is this. You know, that people are doing this, organizations are doing this, and really putting a lot into it. I don't know, could it be done more? Well, sure, you know, we should. On an individual basis, I think the way this is lived out is the way a person lives their life as a Jew in the world. So a shul or an Eitz Chaim or an organization, you know, you can reach out as a congregation. Now an individual, you know, when he goes to work or when he's talking to somebody in the grocery store, he's a Jew. And that conversation, that interaction for me, comes under this umbrella. The way we talk to that person will have a great deal to do with how they perceive God through the Jewish people. And I think that we have to be aware of this regularly, that our lives, you know, our life is about this. Yes, sorry.
I think so. This is a different option.
I'm sorry, one second. What does it say?
This Talah is deal with a Sama. But he had, I just lost it. He had a bridge down.
Thank you very much. A robe or a garment? Okay, that makes sense.
Did we do the first one?
We just did the first one, page 46. Yes, are you?
No, my thought was that when you said Abba,
this is his parsha.
Right. But there's a prerequisite of Kabbalah's Ramah Mishamayim that is to establish. Before you go out and do this, that's what the verse is. So if you're not standing still, if you haven't received, accepted God's total Hashbah, your life, then it's much more difficult to do the second step. And Siris Nefesh, I mean, that was Avram's whole life's work. If the person, in my mind, doesn't say to a small degree, that's alive right there.
Right.
But it's hard to go out and do that if you're not already in the place where you've done step one. It's not going to work.
That's a good point, you know, that a person needs to have a certain amount of stability in their own relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Jew before they go out really half-baked and
It takes a lot of standing still, conceptually.
Entering.
Right, to be able to have the power to go out and left look up. But when you're out there, it's a vulnerable place.
It's true in any endeavor, but especially more so with your
religion.
God. Salespeople can only sell that which they already own.
Right.
If you own your relationship with the Creator, then you don't sell it. Just give it over.
Right, who you are.
Yeah. You pull out the
other active.
It's a transitive thing.
Is that the precise translation?
I have to look it up because I don't remember, but I vague memory. Transitive means you have to transfer the action. Not only is done, but it's transferred to somebody.
Oh,
to
Shkoa. Thank you.
It's one of those grammatical terms.
It is a grammatical term. Transitive verb, that's how it's said. Okay, let me know. That's very good.
Okay. I think transitive verb is the opposite of that.
Still. Okay. Thank you. Let's go back to another mimer now. This is on page 40. The opposite of page 40, so it's actually on page plus Aleph. It's only paginated, is that the right word? On English,
right.
On one side, yeah. On this side, it's the Hebrew pagination.
40 on the left, 21 on the right.
Okay. Plus Aleph. Now we're starting in the middle of a mimer here, because this is the section I want to look at, where he says, Umetzius Hazeh. It's right here. Second paragraph of that mimer. Metzius Hazeh. Right? He says, he just got finished saying that Terach, who was Avram Avinu's biological father, right, that he was not responsible for what Avram Avinu became. He didn't make Avram Avinu. He just made that point. Metzius Hazeh Shel Avraham. The being of Avraham Avinu, his nature, that came into being when Nimrod sent him into the furnace of fire. That was when Abraham, the Abraham who we know, was created. Sheba'otho hashoah ovar Abraham miben Noah l'metzius hadasha. That's when Abraham transferred from being a Noahide to a new being, a Jew. In other words, this was his conversion.
This was his
tevila. He was Tovel Ba'esh. That's exactly right.
It was
a tremendous concept. He was captured. Leibun Gomer. Yeah, all these things that we're saying. That was his transformation. He became a Jew. He was before Ben Noah, put into the fire. Now he's a new being. Did he know that? did Nimrod know that? You're talking about?
What
were we saying? No. Definitely. He was killing Abram. That's what he was doing. Probably distant at that point in creation. There were maybe 10 cousins. No, he's not. No. Abram was from Shem and Nimrod was from, I think, from Yafet. Right. I mean, at that time, at most, you were ninth, tenth cousins, you know, like.
Okay, so Nimrod, of course,
yes.
Has a lot of
right, right. He wasn't the based in over the gay right there, right.
That's
what it seems to me. You know, about, he was Moser Nefesh. He was prepared to totally transform his life. So did he know he was going to come out of there alive? Definitely not.
Right.
Be a new person? You know, I don't know, Josh. That's a good question, what his come out of was. I really don't know. What his thought was, right. Ibn Muhammad, I don't know.
No, what just occurred to me? Nazis left them. They took all the Kedoshim and died. They burned
the fire.
You know, to Abraham. So you could say that since they too, like Nimrod, they were
They were doing rishis, but for us it was some kind of a tahara. Powerful thought. Mitzius she'ein lo shayfas im ha'avar shelo. This new Mitzius of Avram Avinu, it had no relationship to the earlier Avram Avinu, before the Kiddushin. V'hoyu ha'kol toli ba'oso ha'sho'ah. And it was all dependent upon that moment of transformation. Now, I'm sorry, I don't know where this quote comes from. Ma na'ase la'afosenu b'yom she'yidubar ba. It means literally, what shall we do with our sister on the day she is spoken about? Do you know it? What? But what's that doing here? What's the? I don't. We have to know some kind of a perush on that pasuk. It seems to imply a transformation, right? Okay. So maybe someone will get a chance to look at it. Maybe there's a Rashi there or something. Manna asa, what has been done to our sister on the day that she has been spoken about? Somehow that's about transformation. I don't know. Im yashlich atzmo l'toch hakiv shono esh v'yizgale kochosa vel hapoel oz yihi yaro'ui la'oso itztala. There's that word. If Avram Avinu would have himself thrown into this fire, and then his true potential would be revealed from potential into actual, then he would truly be worthy of that garment, of this new state of being. Lahatsir shel Avraham shehoya b'tchilas habriya, that image of Avraham Avinu that was present when the world was created. Because remember, one of the things that they say is prior to creation are the avos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are kodem libriya. There's some midah, some quality that preceded creation that the avos actualized. And Avraham Avinu became that image of Avraham kodem creation. He became that and achieved that through the process of the kivshah. The Bisvarim Isa, pardon me, Hill?
I was
going
to say,
the
Orinayim of this week's question, this is your team, this week, that's a very
yes, today.
Today, Ela Tondos, Shaman Bar's Behiva Ram, Behiva Ram is
Abraham.
The Osios of Abraham. That's where Abraham was in creation.
In creation. And thanks for mentioning that too about the Mori Naim, Zafusa Yogin Alain of Akha Yisrael. So he's saying that Abraham reached that Siur, Ubisforim Isa Shehakivshon Hoesh Hoyokein Briya Chadasha. This forum write that furnace was a new creation. Shehoesh Tsorfo, that the Esh Taka kashered him, it made him. When you put a keli, when you put an earthenware vessel into a kiln, the verb for that is your mitzareis, the kli. It's formed by fire. Avram Avinu was formed by fire here. Vayotzar oso mechadish, and he was created, formed, brand new. V'libein oso, and it also purged him. Mikol hapsolis, from all negative waste. Shenimsa betocho mitzad terach aviv, that he carried with him because of who his father was and where he came from. So it made him and it purged him. It did both. It kashered him and it made him. V'oz nasa l'hametzius hazeh shel Avram Avinu, and he became what we call Avraham Avinu. U'bezeh yuvan mashalom matzinu hanesayon shel ur kastim b'feirush b'kra. I want a famous question. How come the first Nisayon, according to many Cheshbonos, which was being thrown into the furnace, how come it's not written in the Torah? We talk about the Asura Nisyanos, the Asura Nisyanos. Well, not all 10 of them are written in the Torah, right? At least it starts with the Kivshon. I said, except for the Rambam, who begins them with Lech Lecha. Everybody else begins it with at least one before, which is the Kivshon, and others even with two. So where is it? Wachim is not in the Torah. V'anisayon harishon shematzina b'feirushu anisayon shalech lecha. The first written nisayon of Abraham is this week's parsha, lech lecha me'artzlecha. Shenemar b'torah tzivwi, which was a command, v'yomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha. Hashem spoke to Abraham, go. Go forth, or go to yourself. V'hanisayon shel Ur Kasdim, the nisayon in Ur Kasdim, which was where the furnace incident happened. Nizkar b'remez, it's hinted to in the Torah, in this week's parasha too. V'mashar kasuv, when Hashem says to Abraham, Ani Hashem asher hotzei sicha me Ur Kasdim. I am Hashem who took you out of Ur Kasdim. That's a remez, that God took him out of, Ur means fire also. He took him out of the fire of Kasdim, that's right. Ki be'ez Ur Kasdim haya kamo briya me'ayin la'esh. He says, at that point, when Avram Avinu went through the furnace, that was a yesh me'ayin, briya. Like creation was something out of nothing, brand new. This was a yesh me'ayin from Avram Avinu. Uba'es asher hadover over me'ayin li'esh, lo shayach b'zeh klal lashon amira. When something undergoes yesh me'ayin, you can't say vayomer. Hashem spoke. That word vayomer already implies that something is. And he connects it beautifully. This one said, ki hadover adayin eino b'metzius. It's not there yet. That you could say it was spoken to. It's not there. It's not a yeshia. You can't speak to it yet. As we find in creation itself, Asher Hamayim or Bereshis. What's the first of the ten ma'amaros? Bereshis, right? It doesn't start with Vayomer. It starts with Bereshis. And then the next nine are Vayomer. Asher Amru Chazal, Bereshis Namim Maimerhu. Bereshis is also one of the ten statements. Lo kasuv balashon Vayomer. Why doesn't it say Vayomer Hashem Bereshis? Bereshis is the Maimer. You can't say Vayomer yet. Vahu ki ba'oso Maimer Nivra Olam, because it was that statement, Bereshis, that created the world, the Yesh Me'ayin. Vlo hoya adayin Bria. Sheyihi yeshayach lomrei le lashon Vayomer. There was nothing there yet that Hashem could say to it, Vayomer. Who was he talking to? Who was the Vayomer to? The Bereshis is the creation. Just one second. Ukamochen bin Nisayon Ur Kasdim. So too, he says, by Avram Avinu's first Nisayon. Sha'oz hoya brias Avram Avinu, which is when Avram Avinu was created, the Yesh Me'ayin. V'ha'avaraso Me'ayin liyesh. And he then transformed from ayin, whatever he was before, to a yesh, to something totally new. Lo shayach ba lashon vayomer. The Torah can't say vayomer. Avram Avinu, who we know, he's not there yet. That was somebody else. You can't say vayomer. Yes, you said. You sure?
Yeah.
So which are the pasuk that doesn't have vayomer in it?
No, that's by the Nisayon of the Ur Kasdim. There's no Vayomer Hashem El Avram, you know, Leichel Kivsho Noesh. Don't find it. Right. It's only there, Beremez. Ani Hashem Asher Taisicha Mi Ur Kasdim.
Because he wasn't a Jew yet.
Right.
So he couldn't talk to him as a Jew.
Right. So there's a remez, and it was a Nisayon. It was most certainly a Nisayon. He was Makabal Omahu Shemayim, and he passed that Nisayon.
Prerequisite to sign before the ten.
That was the first of the ten,
right.
According to most Heshbonos. But it's not written in the Torah.
Right. Just as Vayomer is not written as it corresponds to Bereshis.
Right. Just as Vayomer is not written there, because that's the coming into being Bereshis. So the first Nisayon of Abraham was his coming into being Abraham Avinu. Yes, David. No, that doesn't mean Hashem couldn't speak to him. He's saying the word Vayomer as a Nisayon to a Jew can't be said yet.
So,
before the No, excuse me. Hashem did speak to people. He spoke to Noah. But as far as speaking to Avram Avinu as Abraham Avinu and giving him a test, that can't happen until he is Abraham Avinu. And right now, at the time of the Kivshon, of the furnace, he was Avram. He wasn't yet Avram Avinu. He had the ability to become Avram Avinu through the first Nisayon. And he did. And from that point on, you can say, Hashem spoke to Abraham saying, Lech Lecha. That was now the second Nisayon.
It becomes an interesting question. What is the quality of especially in consideration that we say that Ela told us Noah, Tzaddik HaAvadarasav, he was a tzaddik in his generation. And that we, that like Rashi says, the toldos shel tzaddikim, the what tzaddikim generate, are their
maisim
tovim, their good action. So what I think of with the quality of avinu is the quality that transmits something. And we see that even a tzaddik can, that maybe you could say that even a tzaddik can, who has toldos that come out of them, that they may be able to transmit something, but not necessarily something that has the same quality as an av.
And he got to this madrega of Ur, where he's
right.
Our father.
Right.
And now he can really transmit.
We don't say Noach Avinu.
Right.
You know, we could
right.
say Noach Avinu,
right.
but it
but was not enough. Okay. Now he's going to take it one more point here. One more step, rather. V'chein matzinu oso hadover etzel ha'asiris hadibros. We find a similar concept by the Ten Commandments. Asher yaduah, it is known, shehein mechuvanim neged asara ma'amoros. They correspond to the Ten Statements. The Ten Dibros, the Ten Commandments, correspond to the Ten Statements Hashem spoke the world into creation. They correspond. Shehadibur harishon shalanochi Hashem elokecha lo nemra b'lashon tzivui. The first of the Ten Commandments, there's no commandment there. Hashem doesn't say, believe in me, the one God. It's a statement. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And we Jewish people hold that to be the first of the Ten Commandments. Sheha Aseres Hadibros Heim HaYitzira Shel Klal Yisrael. What created the Jewish people as a nation? The Ten Commandments. That's what created Klal Yisrael as a people. Kamosha Bahasura Ma'amaros Nivra Olam. Just as Ten Statements created the world, so Ten Dibros created Yisroel. Kain b'ha'asora ha'dibros ha'yo ha'yitzira shokla Yisroel. V'lachain b'eis asher ho'yo ha'yishavu shokla Yisroel. Therefore, when the Jewish people came into being, and now they are the nation of Israel, shoho'yo yacharim ha'dibur harishon shel anochi, which occurred when Hashem spoke that word, anochi Hashem elokecha, u'ba'oso shah Avru me'ayin liyesh. At that moment, we underwent a yesh me'ayin. We weren't the Jewish people before. And then he said, Hashem said, Anochi, now we were the Jewish people. Lo shayich klal lo shon tzivui. You can't say Hashem commanded us yet. This is being. This is coming into being. That's the word bereshis. That's the Anochi of the Aseres HaDibros. And that's the first nisayon of Avram Avinu. It's being. Transformation. Umunyan ma'od mashakasav haramban shel haloshon hakra shel asher hotzei sicha mayor kastim. He says, isn't it interesting that when that first test was hinted to in the Torah, and the Torah hints to it by saying, I took you out of Ur Kastim, mashmo kamo asher hotzei sicha mayor Mitzrayim. It's the same lashon. Hashem uses, I took you out of Mitzrayim. When God was making the Jewish people, Hakasuv Eitzel Hadibur Shel Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shukalas.